Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, let's go right to the phone line, 617-779-7937. A lot of calls on this big game down in Tampa Bay on Sunday. Let's go back down to Rhode Island and talk to Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. For Bradbury, yeah, bring all your swag and then take another suitcase, fill that with swag, because Vita Vea, yeah, he's a big problem. One of the pound-for-pound most athletic guys in the NFL. Played running back in high school, if you can imagine that.
I believe it.
Cooking people. So, so they chased Godwin hard in the offseason trying to sign him. So far, he's played in two games. 6 catches for 52 yards. And obviously, they moved on to Steph Diggs. You know, besides the statistics, leadership, compete level, just teaching these young guys. So that's a huge swing of events. So, you know, I can't say enough how much I think that's a big deal.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Yeah, that's one of those, what's that song I like, Stiz? Thank God for unanswered prayers kind of thing. You didn't get Godwin, so you moved on to Diggs, and that may have worked out just perfectly for you in the end and the Patriots, so.
Andy, didn't they offer like a blank check 3-for-90 deal with a ton up front?
Yeah, he took 20 or 30 million less.
That's insane to me because he did like almost 10 million less a year.
Yeah.
Like just to stay is like, wow, we're that bad, huh?
I know. Suck tax was high back then, but that's gone. Yep. Suck tax is gone.
Yep.
Drake May is here and all is right in the world. Let's go to Greg in Lincoln. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys, the best show in all of Boston is Fitzy Hearts Johnson. Oh. Everyone knows that.
Thank you.
I love it. Thanks, man.
I just want to say, I think the reason that Vrabel might have been a little bit of gun-shy, or the team in general, was when Vrabel was towards the end of his tenure in Tennessee, they made a lot of trades that left them with little to no draft capital. The trade for Julio Jones, they blew 3 high picks on. They traded for Robert Woods, a couple linemen that really didn't work out. And I think it's a place that he's not dying to get back to. And he also started to realize the importance of having a plethora of draft picks when your team's still building.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's truth to that.
I think guys start at the end, when they feel like the end is near, they start making deals that are, they whatever their discipline was when they got there, it's like, screw it, hell, I'm going to be fired any day now, so why don't we just forget discipline and just get the best guys we can and try and salvage this thing to keep my job, I think. I felt like part of maybe what that behavior entails is just them feeling as if time's running out and they start making deals that are maybe not in the best interest of the future of the team because they don't feel like they might not be there anyway.
And I know we always want everybody to be like Howie Roseman, but – you know, the thing with him is he's built up the draft capital to do the things he wants to do.
Correct.
And, you know, so there's an argument to be made that you're in that phase. Once you build up the draft capital and have it year to year, roll it over, do the whatever, then you can do more trades.
That's right. And to take it a step further, they develop players so that when they are done playing there and they leave to go be free agents, Milton Williams.
Yep.
They get compensatory picks for that player.
Yeah, so that's going to be a third round.
It's a third rounder. Right, so they get. So he traded a third for Jalen Phillips. Well, they had three thirds.
Right.
One of them was the Milton Williams compensatory pick. So they're good at developing players. They go on to get money somewhere else, and then they get these compensatory picks in return, and so that's how they build up their draft stock.
Let's squeeze.
Yeah, and if Jalen Phillips leaves, guess what? They get another one for him too, Andy.
Squeeze in one more call. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David? David? David going once. David going twice.
I can do it for you.
Sold.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call. You know, I am a private detective and a former professional athlete myself.
It's not terrible. Were you at Gillette on Sunday? Of course you were. In the red seats? Of course you were.
I'm coming from the game, and as a season ticket holder, I'd like to tell you all, gentlemen, thank you for taking the call.
It is 5:06:59. That means it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So Drake May is getting ready to head down to Tampa, take on Baker Mayfield. Coming off two games in which he's been sacked a combined 12 times, six times in each game. It's been a talking point post-game. It's been a talking point during the week. And it was actually a talking point for him on Wednesday when he brought up maybe some accountability in his role in these sacks.
You know, I think those guys, you know, speaking of offensive line, I've done a great job all year. A lot of the sacks I have taken have been my fault, you know, been me holding the football. And, you know, I want to credit those guys for what they've done in blitz pickup games and how hard they work on, you know, watching film and Thursdays, the third down cutups and what they do kind of blitz wise. So that just my mindset of get it out and know that there's, you know, less people, you know, covering if they're blitzing and just trying to be, you know, better and keep on growing against, you know, where guys are coming from and what they're trying to do behind the blitzes. Just trying to learn as much as I can of what these defensive coordinators like to do.
Sacks are not just an O-line stat. They also belong to the quarterback. What can you do to help your line out? So on Monday, we asked Drake May the Mark Schlereth question.
Hard-hitting questions, man.
Not really.
Wow.
It was a question that needed to be asked. And then by Wednesday, he bringing it up. No one even asked him about the sacks. They were just talking about other stuff, and he brought up accountability.
You know, it was actually Andy Hart actually mentioned this to me on my interview with him. So I just got to get some things off my chest.
These guys, they do this may or may not thing. Anyway, this was really...
So, how much truth is there, Ted, to that? But B, how important is that with his offensive line that he just stood up there in his big press conference with the whole media there and says, that's on me.
Yep.
Don't blame my boys. That's on me.
That's job number one is always take the blame, even when it's not your fault. If you're a quarterback, do not put any blame on your offensive lineman. You will not feel safe back there. So you want those guys to die for you, man, right? So you don't ever dismiss them. You build them up, and they're trying to do the best job he can. And I think he's telling the truth, and I like that he's owning his part in it. He is responsible for a lot of these sacks. He does not pull the trigger, and then he runs. You know, thinks he sees a lane up the middle. Well, then, you know, here comes a guy, peels off of the block, and he's sacked. So it's really a lot of them. I have more issues with him when it comes to these sacks than I do the offensive lineman. And a lot of these sacks in the last 2 weeks, there's been 12 of them. I would probably say, you know, half of them are on him.
Mm-hmm.
So the other half are on the offensive line, which isn't good. That's still a lot. But at least half of them, to me, have been on him in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you cut it in half. You go from 12 sacks over 2 weeks to six. Now that's three per game. That's like, okay, a little more palatable, a little more numbers, because you said it. They're on pace for like 64 sacks
right now. Yep.
That's a big number, and that's the next question. It isn't just the concern week to week. It's when they add up cumulatively as he's a young quarterback. You saw Drew. You were up close and personal with Drew. Drew got hit a lot.
Oh, big time. And it affected his throwing motion. It affected his confidence. I think he patted the ball more. He threw off his back leg more. I really saw it impact him more than any other quarterback. But I think it's impacted Patrick Mahomes a little bit.
Yep.
To some degree, Lamar Jackson. I think you these guys, it just, they're a little bit. I mean, did you see what happened with Peyton and Eli late in their career? I mean, they were the guy would come free. before he even comes close, he just throws the ball on the ground. They
smart.
They do not want to get hit, man.
Well, I mean, Fitzy, these defensive guys are. There was the one last week where Drake kind of went down and the guy came over the top, and it wasn't a penalty or anything. It was just an unfortunate part of football, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's a 300-pound person. Yeah. Coming down on the top of your shoulders, your head, your neck, you know, it doesn't even take a big hit. Just the fact that he weighs 300 pounds,
yeah,
that wears him down, Fitzy.
Yeah, we're not talking about your average 300-pound person, like whatever that is. Like, we're talking about a supremely talented, gifted, physically strong 300-pound person who can fold you like a card table at that point. So he's got to avoid both those hits. He's got to avoid running into hits like he did on that first quarter scramble for 12 yards for a first down. He's got to avoid running into the sacks as well. And he also has to, when his line or his instinct gets beat, just take the loss, and live to fight and live to play another day.
And I'm not that worried about it now, because I think young quarterbacks get sacked. I think mobile quarterbacks get sacked, and young mobile quarterbacks get sacked as much as anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just sort of the natural evolution. Now, if we're talking about back-to-back six sack games next year at this time in November, okay, we might be having a different conversation. I think he's going to be a lot more experienced quarterback by that time, either throwing the ball away or just a little more comfortable in the pocket where he needs to get to, doesn't step up into Myles Garrett when he's right there and maybe goes the other way, something like that.
Yeah, and I will say this too. There's times when you look at the film and it's like, man, there was a guy open.
Yep.
And so it's I don't know if he's having a hard time. You know, it's hard to go from the read from one side of the field all the way over to the other side. Because that feels like forever in your brain, yeah, when you got guys that are barreling down. So he's got to get through his progressions a little bit better, have a little bit more patience. But it's easy for me to say when we're not out there and those guys are coming at you. But I will say this: I do, I trust him when he does run. I do worry about when guys catch him from behind, horse collar stuff,
yep,
or when they get wrapped up and he can't. His arms are basically, they can't move because they're wrapped up and the guy's tackling him, and he can't brace himself, and his head slams or his shoulder gets slammed on, and that's what worries me the most, is those open field sacks when he doesn't see the guy coming.
Right.
I think
ask Andy, how far do you think, both of you gentlemen, how far do you talk about like progress and evolving and learning to survive the play and not take these hits. How far do you think he's come in the past year, both of his own practice and accord and with what McDaniels and company have done with him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Significantly. I mean, 50% there. I mean, I don't know what the perfect is, what the best, the worst is. I think he's in the middle of that development. I think he's done a good job. I mean, we have to acknowledge all the good plays he's made. The stepping up in the middle, picking up 10 yards, sliding. First down, he didn't get touched. Like, that's a perfect play. You stepped up. You saw man coverage. You saw there was nobody there. You picked up the yards. He's thrown it away the last couple weeks a few times, rolling to the right. Like, okay, this play's over. I'm just going to throw it away. So, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's just going to take a little while longer.
That's it.
Fitzy, we keep tacking it on. What are we up to? How many starts? Are we at 20 starts now? Where are we in that progression?
Actually, he is 7-2 this year, and we gave him credit for 11 last year. This is start 21.
So he's at start 21, so keep that in mind. You're barely into your second season as a starter in the National Football League, but you do have a big game Sunday in Tampa Bay against the Bucs, and I think the protection might be the key to the game. I think if you protect Drake May enough, I think you're going to make plays down the field. I think you're going to throw the ball. I think you're going to win this game. But is this a must-win game for either of these two Super Bowl contenders?
Of course not.
I don't think Stiz was ready for the must-win game.
Stiz-a-reno.
I think this is the best game on the slate this weekend. I spoke to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk this morning.
Such a great story.
And that's where the Patriots are. They're the most interesting matchup. Two teams with the best records, interconference game. If the Patriots, and I've loved the way that their schedule has kind of developed for them, we know they can hang. There's no doubt about that. They've separated themselves. Now the question should be, can you win on the road against the playoff team? And if you can, that really propels, I think, them and, as you mentioned, the national consciousness.
This could
be
their.
I like the way the national he put it out there. Kind of.
This could be their best win.
It could be. Oh, yeah.
Because
could be.
Don't we always, and I'm not just saying this about the Patriots, don't you always, when you see an upset in a game and it's a division game, you're like, division games are always funny. You never know what happens in division. So it's great that they went to Buffalo. That's a great win. But it's a division game, and funny things happen in division games. Hell, they've beaten the Bills in past years when they were a terrible football team. They just happened to beat the Bills. If you go on the road to Tampa Bay against a top five MVP quarterback and a two-loss team, I don't think there's any yeah but in that game. That's just a big boy road win Super Bowl. I think this puts you on the, yes, you are indeed a contender if you win this football game.
Go ahead, Fitzy.
Yeah, I've been banging the drum of this being a possible Super Bowl matchup and this being the game that can either, one way or another, we called it an inflection game yesterday, Andy, about how this could either like prove, yes, we belong in the conversation, damn the torpedoes about, we're just a product of a soft schedule, and we don't really belong with the big dogs of the NFL. But at the same time, yes, there is a bit of a soft schedule coming up for the Pats, but if they lose this game and they lose it by a lot and all of a sudden it's like, maybe you guys are the product of a soft schedule, then all of a sudden people will have their doubts. When Buffalo comes to town, because Buffalo always plays them tougher in Foxborough. When they play the Ravens, and maybe we start talking more about wild card team as opposed to possible AFC champ or AFC contender.
I do like the way Tom kind of put the schedule out in a way that, you know, it's been a nice schedule for them. They had kind of, you know, easier games before they had to play the Bills, so they kind of knew what worked, what didn't work when they played the Bills in week five, beat the Bills there. And then they've had, you know, different challenges. You know, the Browns defense was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons defense was a challenge. There was different, you know, even though the teams they were playing, there were different units that were given, you know, the Patriots units challenges every single week. But this game, you know, kind of will show where they are at this point in the season after playing these cupcakes the last few weeks and see if this it is legitimate that this team is for real. That this team is a Super Bowl contender, which a lot of people think they are.
Yeah, I personally, Fitzy, think this is either a really good win or a fine loss. Like, I would be okay if they lose to Tampa Bay. Like, I think Tampa Bay's a good team. You're on the road. You're not favored. You're still a developing young team. Like, unless you get walloped, Fitzy. If you go out there and it's 42-6 or something, okay, we might have to have a different conversation.
27-23 bucks.
Oh, I think that's in my little chart from 2 days ago. That would be a good loss. I think that's a good loss. You're on the road at Tampa. It's a one-score game. You hung around.
Well, it depends. If you had a lead for most of the game and then you choked it up at the end,
yeah.
Style points will matter.
Absolutely.
Just because it was close. I mean, maybe they had the two-score lead and then they choked it at the end, and that's something I worry about. Is you can't Baker Mayfield. You got to put a stake in his heart.
Oh yeah, 60 minutes.
He just keeps coming and he keeps coming and he keeps coming. So they're going to have to show some resiliency, which they've shown in some games here recently. So I'm not worried about that.
So we got the Bruins playing tonight. It's a rematch with the Ottawa Senators. And you're like, why does that matter? Well, when the Ottawa Senators beat them 7-2, I think a lot of people were thinking, this team really may stink. This season could be a long one. There could be a lot of losses piling up. And I think Andrew Razor-Raycroft, who was in studio with us a little bit earlier, I think he was one of those people.
it wasn't so much the Ottawa game. It was the fact that the next night they played the Islanders and they gave up two goals in the first 6 minutes. I'm like, oh my God,
yep.
this is what, this could happen 68 more times. This really, I was really down after the first period against the Islanders for them to have lost 7 of 8, to get smoked by Ottawa and then come back and be lackluster. But, and it's a big but, is will you see why I stay pretty positive, because things turn around in this league so quickly. Last year, it just kind of happened, and I was like, ah, whatever. Like, the season was over in a week last year. You didn't even think about it. Like, they were good, and then all of a sudden, they were the worst thing you've ever seen. This was the first time in a while, especially early in the season, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this team doesn't have a clue at the end of that. And then they proved me wrong and went 4.5 in a row. So it's what the league is. It's what the league wants, and there's just a lot of parity.
It's never good when your ice side reporter needs a pep talk between periods because you're so bad. He was thinking there were 68 more like losses coming.
Just think about it. I mean, you had to all the players after that Ottawa loss. They were the way they were talking. The way Jeremy, the defense sucked. The goalie sucked. They can't connect with the coach. They're talking like they've never felt anything like this. And then to go down 0-2 in the next game against the Islanders, I could see at that moment him thinking, oh, boy, this is going to be a long season.
Here's here's what it sounded like and the reasoning why Ted and Razor and a lot of us thought they might be circling the drains.
Letting in 6 goals, 7 in total, I'm embarrassed. We should all be.
Just not being ready, I guess. I mean, it happens every game, it seems, and our coaches prepare us with everything we need for the game, and I mean, it's just embarrassing to fans, to everybody. I mean, it's just like everything's poor. I mean, each guy's, I mean, myself included, got to look in the mirror and decide, you know, what we want to do and how we want this year to go. And
but this is devastating, the way we're losing these games. It's just, it's killing us. We're fighting so hard and we just can't stop beating ourselves, so it's pretty defeating right now.
I mean, it's embarrassing. It's not how we want to play and how we should play. We're gonna find a way to shut it down because before it gets too late.
They found a way.
Ugh. I mean, just
guy, that was actually guy, worse guy, than I remembered.
That was awful
at the time.
That was mean, heavy,
you know. They basically just thought, that why even lace them up the next night?
It was a funeral. That was a post-game funeral, essentially. Yeah. And since then, they've
Look at them now.
Yeah, they're in the middle of the hunt for the playoffs, 8-7. Let's close out the drive. I don't know if we've ever done this before. So we took a call, and apparently the call had a joke, Dan Ball, that went over our heads. So you heard the call earlier that said this was their favorite show? Well, the 401 chimed back in, "I really do love you guys, but I think my joke went over your head." He said Fitzy Hearts Johnson, H-E-A-R-T-S. So Fitzy loves Johnson.
No, we heard the joke. We just gave it the reaction that it deserved.
Waka, waka, waka.
He loves the show. He was trying. He wanted to explain the joke. Oh, boy. Well, thank you for the call and the text. We appreciate it. We'll continue to take your phone calls next here on WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. We see you lined up. And we do need to get to free agency. It's open. Wait, did we have a sounder and a Dan Ball free agency desk? Are we not ready? It's after 5 o'clock. Things could be happening fast and furious. I'm dreaming big. The projections are out, and Dan Ball and I have come out with the perfect lineup for the Boston Red Sox, spending about, I don't know, $200-plus million of John Henry's money. That's next.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
That's next here on WEEI. But for the final time, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.